We're doing our first class on the Seder, and if it were up to me, we would start our learning from the end of the Haggadah. The end being the songs at the end of the Haggadah. There are a few themes that run like veins through the Haggadah, and they are the lifeline of the Haggadah. One of those themes is the children. The whole concept of the night of the Seder revolves around that father-son, mother-son, teacher-student relationship. And the Talmud even discusses if a person is sitting with his wife, then she should question, he should answer. If a person is sitting alone, so how does he have this discourse? Because the whole concept of the Seder is that we're passing on, we're forming that link, or we're strengthening that link between generations. And we have to think of what is going to remain in our children's minds. Those of you who have attended my Seder, you know that I do all kinds of things just to make it exciting for the kids. Seems a little silly, but that's our tradition. And the halacha goes so far as to discuss what to do to make it interesting for the children. We're going to see as we learn the Haggadah that quite a few things are being done kedeshi yishalu atinokot, so that the children will question. We want to pique their curiosity. We also want to make an indelible mark upon their memories. And one of the things that makes those marks, are the songs that we sing at the end of the Haggadah. And every year, by the time we reach that point in our model Seder, and by the time we reach that point at the Seder in my home, guys are tired. The first year, guys just picked up and said, "Rabbi, the meal was great, thank you, the wine was great, have a happy Pesach." The next year, I was a little bit smarter, and a few guys stayed, and a few guys slept, and a few guys left. And by last year already, most of the people stayed for the singing, and only one person left, but people didn't know how to join me in the songs. Slowly, you learn. They're not difficult, the tunes are pretty simple, but you have to know them. And Pesach is a time when families gather together. Cousins remember throughout their lives those Pesachs where they were together by the grandparents and sang together way into the night, to the wee hours of the morning, 3, 4 in the morning. They're all singing around the Pesach table. Last year I took out our guests. We went to the porch just to listen at about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning to listen to the neighbors. You could hear families. Each house has 20, 30 people singing. That's what a Seder is supposed to look like. And if I could, I would begin with the end. Not because it is the most important halachically. Really, the end is just customary. The songs are customs that we have. There are songs and ballads that we add at the end of the Haggadah, and that is our custom, and it is a very important custom. But practically, because it is so important that our children experience the Seder, and this is really a critical part of the Seder, I would want to begin with the end. And I'm sure you guys will protest, so we'll compromise. We'll begin with the song from the end. Each time we learn, we'll focus on another song. And this way we'll get the songs in the end, and we'll get the beginning, and the middle we'll hopefully get in the model Seder. We'll try to get to the middle as well. But this way we'll work from both ends, okay? So the introduction we just had, the important theme number one of the night is the children. And before we go to the song, let's just remind ourselves of the halachos that pertain to that theme. Number one, we're supposed to prepare the Seder the afternoon before. That's why anyone who's invited to my house for the Seder knows that they have to show up. It is a precondition. You have to show up the morning before the Seder. Meaning if this year the Seder is on a Monday night, right? I think it's a Monday night. Then Monday morning we burn the chametz. After burning chametz, everyone shows up to my house and they have to prepare their pillows, they have to prepare their cups, we set the table together, everything is set. By noontime, when everyone leaves for mincha, everything is ready for the night. We measure out what is going to be a kazayis of maror, we prepare the charoses together, we measure the cups of wine so that they know exactly how much is a revius, so they know how much they have to drink at night. They taste the different grape juices and wines and they know what they want to drink at night. And between you and me, this is one of the experiences that the children remember the day before, the morning of, the preparation for the Seder. And as is the rule with everything in life, the more we invest in preparation, the more treasured the thing is to us and to our children. I have pictures from the preparations year after year. The guys, 30-year-old, 40-year-old men standing and weeping as they're grinding the marar, laughing as they're weeping. But this is part of the memories that we and our children will have. You guys know Dov's Minute, right? Every night after our learning, we had a minute in memory of Reuven Dov Ber HaEzrachi. Well, we have pictures of him on that Pesach 3 years ago, was his last Pesach, standing and laughing and crying as he's grinding the marar. All the guys were there, and it's one of the memories we all have. We don't have pictures from the Seder night, but we do have pictures from the afternoon before. So the preparations really have to begin the afternoon before, preparing the matzahs. When you buy matzahs with a hechsher, one of the things they assume you do is go through those matzahs and make sure that they're okay. Theoretically, the rabbi prepares them, but practically, I know the badats here in Israel, all the badats, they assume that you will again go through the matzahs. What are you looking for? So you're looking that there's no little piece of dough, that there's no matzah that's so soft that it's not baked well. It's your responsibility that there's no matzah that's folded over, that there's no matzah that's bloated. Those are things that you have to check before Pesach. Yes?
Did you say that if you don't know all the lachas of what mitzvah matzah not comments, then you should consider it by machine?
No, I didn't say that. I think that in Chutzlar, it's when you buy something with a hechsher, it's ready to eat. And even here in Israel, there might be some hechsherim that are ready to eat. I was sitting at the Seder and I had matzahs with a very good hechsherim, and they were disqualified halachically. They were chametz. And I didn't know I had to check before Pesach. And after Pesach, I called up the kashrus authorities that were responsible for those matzahs, and they told me, well, in our instructions it says, check your matzahs before Pesach. Right, that goes into a different story. We won't be able to go into that tonight, and I don't know if this year we'll be able to go into that. We have classes online about matzah baking. Yeah, but tonight, this year I don't think we'll get to it. So the first thing is preparation. So what do we need? We're going to need an egg that commemorates the Korban Chagigah that was eaten on the night of Pesach. We need a roasted piece of meat. It could be roasted chicken, it could be any roasted meat that we won't eat, and that's the zroa that commemorates the Korban Pesach. We're going to need salt water, which we should prepare before Yom Tov. We're going to need maror, the bought horseradish. If you buy raw horseradish and grind it, that's fine. If you buy horseradish that was sitting in vinegar, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi if that qualifies as maror. I know a lot of people use it, but I'm not sure that's kosher for maror. And we're going to need to prepare the charoses. What? I don't want to say it's not. I'd rather say that every person should ask their local Orthodox rabbi. And if we're going to use horse, there are five. Maror is a species. The Mishnah lists five types of plants that could be horseradish. One is lettuce. So romaine lettuce is fine, but romaine lettuce has a lot of bugs. So if we're going to use romaine lettuce, we have to know how to check it for bugs and check it before Yom Tov and prepare it. We should prepare the volume just so we know how much maror we have to eat on the night of the Seder. And that we will discuss, Bezrat Hashem. How much matzah are we going to eat? And we should prepare with the halachos, which is what we're starting with tonight. And we'll work our way over the next 2 weeks in preparation. But we have to know the halachot, so we know what we're going to do this night. I don't know what they are. The primary two that I know us Ashkenazim use are either lettuce or horseradish. Throughout Europe they used horseradish, and the Sephardim seem to have, the Temanim at least, have a masoret and other types. I don't know if we have others. If you're going to buy lettuce, then you should buy the pre-checked. If you don't buy the pre-checked, then you have to do really good research as to how to check them for bugs, because The bugs are dark green, just like the lettuce, and you won't see it if you don't know how to look for it. So you have to know either how to look for it or how to clean it. And the best is to buy pre-checked. Maror nowadays is a mitzvah drabanan. And the eating of bugs is quite a few biblical prohibitions. So it would be more correct to ensure that we're eating bug-free than to try and run after that maror when it's not bug-free. Okay, so we're preparing for the Seder. And one of the things we should do is nap. Most people are pretty wiped by the time the eve of Pesach comes. The correct thing to do is nap. In my house, we also prepare bottles of Coke and coffee for everyone to help themselves stay awake during the Seder. But that's not halacha. What we should do, though, is to nap in advance and be prepared. One of the things that the head of the Seder wears, if he's married, is the kittel. He wears the white garment that theoretically a person gets buried in. And we also prepare all our nice vessels. We use them at the Seder. So we're preparing for the Seder. We prepare our pillows. We prepare our places. We prepare the kara. And we get a nap. The head of the Seder is usually the father, the one who's leading the Seder and answering the people's questions. When I was a bachelor, so I attended a sedarim where anytime the father didn't know the answer, so he'd ask me to answer the question. But he was still heading the Seder. Even if a person happens to know more than his parent, the parent is the one heading the Seder, and they're the one that should have the kara in front of them. We don't all have to have our own kara or our own three matzahs. Those who want to could. In my house, we try to make room for every person to have their kara and three matzahs, just so that you guys get good practice. When you'll be heading the Seder, you'll know what to do. But technically, halachically, and the custom has always been that only the head of the Seder gets the kara, only he gets that special plate with the maror and the charosis and the zroa and the beitza and the salt water, and only he gets the three matzahs, and everyone else gets from his plate. Okay, so we have everything set up, and of course, just like with Shabbos, this is a Yom Tov, and we're responsible to help our wives or our mothers. What?
If it's not the father, is there? Can you elaborate on
that? Well, technically, the one who heads the Seder is the one who's reading and answering everyone's questions. If it's a bunch of bachelors, so they should appoint the one who knows most. If it's a family where the father is not present, so then probably the big brother or the one who's going to be most knowledgeable. That person.
If the father is present?
If the father is present, so then the father is usually heading the Seder. I'm sorry, I'm not following. If the father is present but someone else is more knowledgeable? So then I think one should not hurt the father's feelings and still leave the car in front of the father. If we are concerned that the father will not do things in accordance with halacha to the extent that it's problematic, then we could ask to have a car in front of ourselves. But it's really not necessary, because even if the father doesn't do things in accordance with halacha 100%, what's he going to do? He'll eat the wrong matzah when he makes hamotzi. So theoretically, you could ask for your own three matzahs. I mean, you don't need your own kara. The kara should still probably be in front of the father. We don't want to offend him. And wherever it'll be relevant, what could it be relevant? You won't dip the karpas in salt water, so you'll dip the karpas in salt water. You don't need a kara for that. I mean, the kara is a custom. It's a good thing, but it's not worth hurting someone's feelings for. I would leave it in front of the parent. And the only area where the halacha might be relevant is with regard to the matzahs. You want to have your own afikoman, so you could ask for your own three matzahs. That's the only area where I would say, if you're really concerned that there's going to be a balagan, they're going to eat the afikoman 3 hours after midnight, and you want to eat it on time, and you'll figure out a way of doing it. So then you could ask for your own three matzahs. But beyond that, I don't see anything that would be necessary. You with me? That's the only area where I think that would be an issue. Okay, so we're preparing, and we go to shul the night of Pesach, and we rush home. It's important to rush home so that the children stay awake. Our goal is to keep them awake. And like every Yom Tov, we're supposed to have a gift for our wives, a new garment for her to wear. As Chazal said, for every Yom Tov, a husband is responsible to have that. We're supposed to have delicious food for the family and treats for the little kids. So in Chazal's time, those were roasted nuts. In our time, it might be the latest candy or something else. Whatever's kosher for Pesach, you have to think how to make them happy. You'd be surprised how much you could get with nuts. My kids don't get nuts all year round. I mean, they get almonds, they get peanuts. But we never buy walnuts in the case. So they know that Pesach, that's when they get walnuts. To the extent that when my son asks a good question, and he's only five, so my wife sometimes tells him, ask your father. And he says, I'll save it for the Seder, then I'll get a walnut. So they know, I have walnuts, that's their special treat for the Seder. That's when they get walnuts to play with. So today, even today, kids could get excited over walnuts, but it doesn't matter what it is. Chazal said, have things that will get them excited. You could have chocolates, whatever it is that'll keep the kids awake. That's our goal. And when we come home, we begin with Kiddush. So our custom is that we have an order of the Seder. And the order is Kadesh, Urchatz, we make Kiddush, then we wash our hands for the dipping of the vegetable. Karpas, we dip a vegetable so that the children will wonder, what's going on here? Why are you suddenly dipping vegetables? You didn't even start the meal. Yachatz, you break the bread and you don't eat it. And again, the kids say, wait a second. Usually, once you break the bread, you start eating it. What's going on here? Magid, we start recounting Nagoda. When we finish the basic recounting, then Rochtzo, we wash our hands. Motzi, we make a motzi. And then Matzo, we make the blessing Alachilas Matzo. Moror, after we've eaten the mitzvah of the night of Matzo, then we eat the rabbinic mitzvah of Moror. Korech, we eat the sandwich, because in the times of the temple, Hillel held that the mitzvah of eating matzah was specifically as a sandwich, so we commemorate that. Shulchan Orech, then we have the meal. Tzofun, we take out the hidden matzah, the afikoman. Barech, we bench. After benching, we say halal over. And then nirtza, we ask Hashem that we hope that our Seder was accepted before Him pleasantly, and we also sing the songs at the end of the Seder. So that's the order. Now, of course, like every Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're supposed to have candles lit in honor of the Yom Tov. So that's a mitzvah of the woman of the house. If your mother's not going to light candles, then you should light candles. But you have to make sure that the candles are lit in a place that's safe. And don't underestimate the importance of that. Unfortunately, we see fires every year. We make a shechiyonu in shul. The women make a shechiyonu in Kiddush. The women make a shechiyonu when they light the candles, and then they should be quiet. When we make the Shechiyonu, they shouldn't answer Amen, so it shouldn't be a hefsek for them. If they answered Amen, they don't have to worry about it. Okay. They don't need that Shechiyonu. They made a Shechiyonu already. It's a bracha, but they don't need to answer Amen on it. We make Kiddush to be motzi our wives, right? Our wives, our mothers, the women at the table, and the men at the table. The men at the table haven't yet made a Shechiyonu, so they should answer Amen to the Shechiyonu. The women have already made, the wife, the mother, has already made her own Shechiyonu when she lit the candles, so she doesn't need this Shechiyonu.
I have an apple. I make a work
for AIDS. Right? You make a work for AIDS, and then someone else makes a Shakol Nia Bidvaro. If you answer Amen to Shakol Nia Bidvaro, you have a problem eating from your apple. You spoke. I make Kiddush and you're a guest at my house. After I make Kiddush, I drink from the wine, and then I start pouring into other cups, and you say something to the guy next to you. You can no longer drink from the wine.
I say this because the Kiddush hasn't drunk from the wine yet.
You guys got that? Okay. So in a minute, I'll sing before you the Kiddush. So the Yekesh Tun, if you guys want it. Yes, you want to hear the Yekesh Tun for Kiddush? If you want to, if you have your own tradition on how to do it, so you don't need it, we'll continue.
Is it crucial?
It's one of those things which are nice to pass on to your children. It's not crucial, but it's nice. So do you want me to sing it? Whatever you want. If not, then I'd rather save time and move forward. It'll take 2-3 minutes. Yeah, Mayor, we're moving forward. Okay, so let's go to the end of the Agada and learn the songs. Let's go to the first song, Uvchen Vayhi B'Chatzi HaLaila. That's a song about what happened at the middle of the night. I will start with Chas HaSidur Pesach. Does everyone know that? Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehilchato Kechol Mishpato Vechukato Kasher Zachinu Lesaderoto Kasher Zachinu Lesaderoto Kenizkeh Lasoto. One more time. You're welcome to join. Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehilchato Kechol Mishpato וחוקתו כאשר זכינו לסדר אותו כאשר זכינו לסדר אותו כי נזכה לעשותו זך שוכן מעונה קומם כהל הדעת ממנה בקרוב נעל נתחנה בקרוב נהל ניתחנה פדויים לציון ברינה לשנה הבא בירושלים לשנה הבא בירושלים לשנה הבא בירושלים בירושלים הבנויה לשנה הבאה בירושלים בירושלים הבנויה לשנה הבאה בירושלים בירושלים הבנויה ובכן ויהי בחצי הלילה. And so it was in the middle of the night, and this song recounts the different things that happened on the night of Pesach. אז רוב ניסים מפליטה בלילה בראש השמורת זה הלילה גר צדק ניצחתו כנחלק לו לילה והיא בחצי הלילה. So this first stanza is, then Hashem made great miracles for us on this night. It was the beginning of the night, the first watch of this night, and the ger tzedek, that's Avraham Avinu, you gave him victory, as on this night he split his troops and attacked the four kings to save his nephew. Now usually we read this relatively quickly, and the congregation, the people sitting around the table, they just stick in the balayla, halayla, layla, and then vayhi bachatzi halayla, dan tamerech gal bachalom halayla, yivchad tarami be'emish layla, v'yisrael yasalael vayuchal lo layla, vayhi bachatzi halayla. And again, the kids have to try to keep up to know when to say halayla, layla, balayla, which is fun for kids. What are we singing here? Hashem, you judged the king of Gerar, that's Lavan, in the dream of the night. You judged the king of Gerar when he took into captivity Sarah. You judged him in the dream of the night. You scared the Armenian, that's Lavan, in the middle of the night. And Yisrael, that's Yaakov, he was victorious over the angel. He was successful at night. Vayibachzi alayla, this was in the middle of the night. Zeh rabchoi patros machatzna bachatzi alayla. You guys are welcome to join. Chelam lo matzu bikumam balayla. Tisat negid charoshet zilita bechochvei layla. Vayibachzi alayla. Zerah, the offsprings of the firstborn of Patros, that's one of the areas of Egypt, Hashem, you smashed in the middle of this night. They couldn't find their army when they arose that night. Tisat negid charoshet, the tisat is the flight of the leader of charoshet agoyim. Charoshet Agoyim is the place where Sisera and his troops were. Hashem, you wiped them out with the stars of the night. That was the Sisera's armies that Dvorah says in her song, the stars joined the fight against them. All this was in the middle of the night of Pesach. Yatz mecharef lenofef ivui hovashta figarav balayla karabel umatzavo bishon layla ליש חמודות נגלר אז חזות לילה ויהי בחצי הלילה. You notice we're going in the order of the Aleph Beis. The one who cursed, the one who blasphemed, that Sancheirev who waved his hand and says, Oh, what's the big deal? I'll still take over Jerusalem. Hashem, you dried out the corpses of his men on that night when it was the night of Pesach. An angel went out and killed out 160,000 generals and thousands, if not millions, of soldiers just dropped dead. There was some kind of plague that Hashem sent to kill all his armies that had surrounded Jerusalem. Kara Baal. Baal is a reference to the Babylonian idol. So the verse says in Isaiah, Kara Baal kores nevo, the idols of Babylon are described as having to go to the bathroom. They bent over, so to speak, to relieve themselves. The prophet is making fun about how the idols of Babylon would fall down ultimately. Kara Baal, the idol Baal, bent over Umatzavo, and the place it stood on, they were all destroyed, Beishon Laila, in the dark of the night. That was the night that the Mede Empire overtook the Babylonian Empire. Leish Chamudot, Daniel, who's called Ish Chamudot, the secret was revealed. Nigla Raz, Chazot Laila, of the vision of the night, Vahibachtzia Laila, all this was in the middle of the night of Pesach. Mishtakel Bichle Kodesh Ne'erag, Boba Laila, the one who got drunk with the holy vessels, Belshazzar. That was the night the Mede Empire attacked, when he took out the holy vessels. And so Belshazzar was killed on that night. And Daniel was saved from the pit of the lions. He who was able to figure out the scary things at night. And Haman, the night of Pesach, he held on to his enmity towards the Jewish people. And he wrote the decrees to destroy them. And it was in the middle of the night. You rose the victory over Haman when the king couldn't sleep at night. Hashem prophesies in Yeshaya and Isaiah that he will walk, he will stamp on the enemies like one who is stamping grapes into wine. And the watcher says, Shomer ma mi laila, Shomer ma mi lel. The one who's watching through the night is going to ask, where are you coming from? And the angel says, I'm coming, Purat rachti levadi, uvamim, en ishiti, no one's been with me. I've destroyed the enemies alone, God says. Sarach ka shomer v'sach atavokel v'gam laila. And he'll yell out like the guard. He'll say, the mornings come and the nights come. And I've come to watch my children, God says. That's that prophecy. Now the last stanza has its own tune. Karev yom, karev yom, asheru lo yom velo laila. Hashem, bring close that day. The ultimate redemption is referred to as a day, which is neither day nor night. It's its own entity. And we ask Hashem, karev, bring it close. Karev yom, karev yom, asher hu lo yom velo laila. Ram, hoda, hoda, hoda. Ram, the one who is above everything else, make known. Ki lecha yom, af lecha halaila. That you own the day and you own the night as well. Ram, hoda, hoda, hoda. Ki lecha yom, af lecha halaila. Shomerim hafked hafked le'irecha kol hayom v'chol ha'layla. Appoint the watchers, the angels that used to watch Jerusalem. Appoint those watchers again to your city all day and all night. Tahir, 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 tahir ke'oyom cheshchat layla. Hashem, make light the darkness of the night that we're in now. In the exile, Hashem, make it light like the day. Tahir, tahir, tahir ki o yom, tahir ki o yom, cheshchat laila, vayibachatzi halayla. All of this was in the middle of the night, so we finished the first song and we understand it. Most people don't. You guys have an understanding that people live their whole lives and they don't understand this first song. Bezachem, next time we'll continue with the Haggadah, we'll also continue with the next song.